This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I got to pause real quick and get to some information that needs to be conveyed, carried over to the people in this country. We know that history repeats itself, no question about it. Yesterday when I was reading the book of Isaiah chapter 1, I was thinking about the vision of Isaiah, the son of Amoz, which he saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah. What did he say? What was the vision? What was it that Isaiah seen? Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord has spoken. I have nursed and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me. Is that what you see in taking place in this country today? The ox knoweth his owner, and the ass his master's crib, but his children, namely Israel, God's fighter, that's what that's defined out to be, doth not know. My people doth not consider. Ah, a sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a seed of evildoers, children that are corruptors, they have forsaken the Lord, they have provoked the Holy One of Israel unto anger, they are gone away backwards. The Lord asked the question, America, why should he be stricken anymore? You will revolt more and more. The whole head is sick and the whole heart faint. From the sole of the foot, even unto the head, there is no soundness in it, but wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. They have not been closed, neither bound up, neither mollified with ointment. Your country is desolate. Your cities are burned up with fire. Your land, strangers devour it in your presence and is desolate as overthrown by strangers. Is this what we're seeing happen take place in this country? Oh, I want to make clear on this scripturally, friends. You'll also notice the Lord also, he approaches with his words to the prophets as well. The said leaders of nations, it's not just the people that the Lord is talking to. As a matter of fact, if you look over at Jeremiah, what did he do? He was appointed to go stand in the king's gate. Who was there? The Pharisees and the corrupt politicians. Okay? And Jesus warned us about that in Mark 8:15. Now I'm bringing this over to the present time, understanding the times as the sons of Issachar did, friends. You know, I got a Mimi here with a picture of none other than the rat himself, Anthony Fauci, at a baseball game without a mask, right? And then we have on the same Mimi, he's on top of this Mimi, this post on social media. And if you look at the bottom of it, it's the woman that was arrested in Ohio recently for not wearing a mask. And you when you're watching that, it's, by the way, it's kind of hard to watch because you see all the men sit there and do absolutely nothing while this cop, if you want to call him that, you know, he's just doing his job. Yeah, right. No, he wasn't doing his job. Without a mask on, goes and arrests her, and here's the field coach sitting there watching it take place. It says on the top of this meme, it's okay for me, but it's not for thee. I got a question for you. Why are you emulating those that are going before you anyways? Why are you waiting for them to do something before you do something? See, you don't have to do that when you know the law. You know, people are talking about the new norm. I want to tell you what the new norm is. It's the same as the old norm. Because nothing's different here. And the people, they take the bait, they get hooked, and then they wonder why they're reeled in to more tyranny. You know, another thing that's taking place across the country right now, friends, concerning Isaiah 1 as to what we're making it applicable to the times today. I have another meme here. Isn't it interesting how the people in the United States of America, namely in Louisville, Kentucky today, are fighting on the streets over misinformation? Paid protesters, you know they're paid protesters. Corrupt politicians know they're paid protesters. And the corrupt, useful idiots in the media know that they're useful idiots being paid off as protesters. We all know this. They know it. We know it. But what are the American people doing? Well, they're just pretending with them. They're just going along. But has anybody ever taken the time to take note that the only ones that are fighting on the streets are them that are ignorant enough to believe the propaganda outlets and what it is that they're actually telling them? Notice the ones that are creating and orchestrating this domestic insurrection. They're not fighting. They're laughing. They're laughing at the people that believe what it is that the orchestrators don't even believe. This is how ignorant America has become. Why? Because they have wickedly departed from the Word of God. It's really, truly that simple. I also wanted to tell you, too, friends, I want to give you the definition of tyranny here. Because another meme pulled up at the same time. This is what the conservatives of the day do. They promote and they add strength to those that are advocating forced compliance. Okay? Because, by the way, this woman in Ohio, just for the record, the mainstream media reported that, but their message that they want to put out, this may happen to you, too, if you don't comply. Well, guess what? I'm not complying. Guess who they stay away from? Guys like me. Why? Because I know what the law says. And when you know what the law says, they can't control the ignorant, can they, friends? Yeah, they can. They can control the ignorant. And why is that? Because that's what they mean for you to believe, is what they continuously promulgate and broadcast through the CIA-controlled media. Here's this one. Ohio mom gets tased. She didn't just get arrested. She got tased. You better be careful of that, mister. I'm not doing my job, policeman, because I just seen a video this morning where a kid was tased into a coma. And that police officer went to jail for 4 years in federal prison. Just a side note. Keep that in the back of your minds, okay, friends? But Ohio mom gets tased and cuffed for not wearing a mask after her seventh grade son's football game. And again, keep in mind, the people just sat there and watched them violate this innocent woman. They just let them do it. Folks, wow. You should be ashamed of yourself in Ohio. On the bottom of the meme, guess what it says? It shows a picture of the lieutenant governor, Husted, shaking hands, mask-free, and visits with seniors. And no one said a thing. That's the definition of tyranny to me, America. Why are you putting up with this? Okay? Again, I want to remind you, the orchestrators of this, and by the way, the Lord said those that forget him, he would turn that nation into hell. Okay, so this is the judgments of God by allowing this to happen, and the Lord is merely looking to the church to love him enough to keep his commandments and obey them, and enforcing his law and establishing judgment within the gate that we might know peace and righteousness. But the American people don't want that. They're going to go ahead and add strength to tyranny. And guess what they're going to get? More of it. And you can rest assured, friends, more of it's being teed up. As you sit back and you do nothing but watch this happen in your country, enough. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell." It was also the same William Booth who said, "If you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present." Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engine with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show with Tim Brown. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution as our only resources. Not to determine who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and who is on the narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday with Tim Brown and the Sons of Liberty Morning Show, 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Yeah. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. If you want to check us out live, please go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. 13 to 15 articles there combating the lies of the mainstream media. Go to the right side of the page, join us on YouTube, and join us on Top Chat. You can also jump over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. Same thing there, we're on the front page. Click onto YouTube, join us on Top Chat. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. So what we're doing is combating the lies that the American people are drinking in. But keep in mind, a majority of them don't believe the media, but they parrot everything the media has to say to them. Read Romans 1:18. A bunch of worthless, useful idiots that can't think for themselves, following, emulating those that are destroying their country. Step by step, line upon line, precept upon precept. They sit back and they do nothing. They give. I'm over on live chat right now, top chat right now, Facebook comments as well. All of them adding strength to tyranny, giving their tongue over to the enemy, adding more strength to what they're doing rather than knowing the Constitution and making reference to the law. What do they do? What do the American people do? Well, they sit there and they magnify the crime against the law rather than the law themselves against the crime. And it shows you how weak and ignorant they are, friends. And by the way, this is what tyrants feed off of. Ignorance. Ignorance. And that's where we're at today, friends. That's where we're at today. I want you to listen to this exchange between Anthony Fauci and Rand Paul. It's another distraction, friends. It's another grilling that the today's conservatives, yesterday's liberals will put up with as if to suggest Rand Paul is there to fight for us. As what I want you to do is keep this in mind. He's complaining about with Anthony Fauci and what it is that he's advocating in the misinformation that he's giving. And the whole time, guess what? Rand Paul's got a mask on. Folks, this is why nothing happens. And guess who suffers their abuses every single step of the way? Me and you. Listen to this exchange between Rand Paul and Anthony Fauci. Check this out.
Initially, government officials were honest enough to admit that the goal of mitigation efforts, aka lockdown, was to flatten the curve. But the area under the curve, the total deaths from the virus, would likely be the same. In other words, the lockdown was to mitigate the spike in viral deaths so our hospitals would not be overwhelmed, but the same amount of people would likely die with or without the lockdown. The media and, frankly, government officials seem to have forgotten this important caveat. Flattening the curve morphed into a belief that we could change the course of the pandemic with an economic lockdown. This is unfortunate and has led to the protracted lockdown recession we are currently mired in. It's important that we examine the data, learn from the data, and try to avoid the man-made aspect of this calamity in the future. To those who argue that the lockdown flattened the curve in New York and New Jersey, the evidence argues otherwise. New York and New Jersey wound up with the sharpest spike or highest death rate in the world at over 1,700 deaths per million. In contrast, Sweden had a relatively softer touch. Few mandates and mostly voluntary guidelines, Sweden's death rate ended up about a third that of New York and New Jersey. Some might argue that Sweden and New York and New Jersey are different populations, perhaps. But even the average death rate for the U.S. is now greater than Sweden. In fact, the U.S. death rate is quite comparable to less developed parts of the world where social distancing is virtually impossible, such as Brazil, Bolivia, and Ecuador. Which brings us to an important question. Is man really capable of altering the course of an infectious disease through crowd control? The statistics argue a resounding no. The evidence argues that mitigation efforts have failed to flatten the curve, that most countries, regardless of public health policy, suffered a significant spike in deaths and then a gradual decline. Now, some will argue, what about Hong Kong, Taiwan, South Korea, Japan, each which have had extraordinarily low death rates? Hong Kong, Taiwan, and South Korea certainly enforce stricter quarantine and contact tracing rules in the U.S., but Japan's rules were largely voluntary since their prime minister lacks the legal powers to enforce a lockdown. One explanation for the low death rate in much of Asia is that the population may have a higher degree of exposure to coronavirus colds, and therefore have more pre-existing cross-reactive immunity. If scientists were interested, there is a fascinating field of inquiry looking at susceptibility to COVID-19 and assessment of whether people not have pre-existing immunity to similar coronaviruses. In fact, pre-existing cross-reactive immunity to coronavirus may explain why we have so many people that have very little symptoms or are asymptomatic. While there's still many things we need to learn about this pandemic, it's important that we the people not simply acquiesce to authoritarian mandates on our behavior without first making the nanny state prove their hypothesis. As for now, what we do know is that New York and New Jersey and Connecticut and Rhode Island still allow the highest death rates in the world. We also know that Sweden, who enforced few mandates, ended up with a death rate one-third of New York and New Jersey. We also know that the overall death rate for the U.S. now is essentially equivalent to that of South America, where social distancing and mitigation efforts are virtually impossible. Dr. Fauci, today you said you are not for economic lockdown.
See, the impression here is that Rand Paul's getting the job done,
from
friends.
From dating to baseball to restaurants to movie theaters have led to this economic lockdown. Do you have any second thoughts about your mitigation recommendations, considering the evidence that despite all of the things we've done in the U.S., our death rate is essentially worse than Sweden, equivalent to the less developed world that is unable to do any of the things that you've been promoting? Do you have any second thoughts? Are you willing to look at the data?
Okay, so let's stop for a second. So we have Rand Paul asking him, do you have any other data? Is there anything that you'd like to take back? Hundreds of thousands of businesses have been shut down. Forced compliance off the hook, where we see governors and mayors across the United States of America acting outside of their scope of authority unlawfully. And now he's going to ask the question after the damage is done. Are you paying attention? Also pay attention to the fact that this is nothing more than promoting another fight to appease their listeners. How do you promote a fight? Well, you continuously put the fighters up in front of the people and show what the one says about the other and what the other says about the other. Okay, that's how you fill the seats. And this is exactly what they're doing. Now listen to what Anthony Fauci has to say in response. And now what I care about more than anything is the resolve. What is the fruit of this conversation? Okay, Up to date, absolutely nothing but another clown act in the circus of politics. Listen to Anthony Fauci.
Very little. Actually, have a lower death rate than the United States.
You know, Senator, I'd be happy at a different time to sit down and go over detail. You've said a lot of different things. You've compared us to Sweden, and there are a lot of differences. And you said, well, you know, there are a lot of differences between Sweden. But compare Sweden's death rate to other comparable Scandinavian countries. It's worse. So I don't think it's appropriate to compare Sweden with us.
Okay, yes, just forget about all the damage that is done, has been done in this country. Business shutdowns, mayors in California coming along and shut down people's electricity and shut off their water. They threatened the American people, if you don't comply, what we're going to do is we're going to basically pay snitches in your communities to snitch on you, and then we're going to enforce a law that doesn't exist. See, all motivated by fear, which is a snare, which brings about the snare to man, right? Because they're taking their counsel from their fears, right? Or we have Gavin Newsom in California shutting down by force, unconstitutionally again, illegally, shutting down businesses in California. But keep in mind, he keeps his business open. And Indiana friends, what they do is they come in and say, listen, either you listen to our forced compliance, or what we're going to do is we're going to throw you in jail for 6 months, although there's not a law to enforce, again, but don't ask that question. Just listen to what you're being told by the tyrants and dictator wannabes. And then we go over to Michigan, where this exceptional witch, Whitmer, says to businesses to help aid the enforcement of their unconstitutional edicts, telling them that if people don't comply with her unconstitutional edicts, don't serve them. Are you listening to me, America? Okay? But here's the best we have. We have a Rand Paul wearing a mask, okay, along with the president wearing a mask, okay, and everybody in front of your faces on television wearing masks, not a one to oppose it, and this is what we get in opposition. Is there anything that you would like to take back? And this is what the American people put up with. So you get what you put up with, friends. You can't complain about what you're tolerating here. Anthony Fauci, Bill Gates, they're criminals, okay? For those that are on the presidential platform, will special interests take over somehow mysteriously to the President of the United States of America? Every single one of them that have gone along with this perpetuated fraud need to be prosecuted for their crimes against we the people. Are they suffering, or are they laughing at we the people? They're having a good time, friends. Not a one of them lost their job. Not a one of them had their businesses shut down. Not a one of them were threatened to have their electricity or their water shut off. Not a one of them, friends, were threatened to not be able to buy and sell in certain stores. Do you see how this works? That is tyranny. We'll be right back.
Whether class is in school, at home, or a little bit of both, school goes on.
And Staples has everything you need to start the year right.
From lap desks to notebooks, noise-canceling headphones to UV sanitizers.
And all at amazing prices. This week, notebooks and rulers are just 25 cents each.
Now that's a back-to-school deal you don't want to miss. Shop in-store, order online, or pick up curbside. School on, save on at Staples.
Ends 9/26. Limit 30. Limits vary online. While supplies last, curbside available in most stores.
Fall is a season that's a little in the middle. It's sort of the best of two seasons. It's no longer a sweaty summer, but the winter chill is still around the corner. And that's the perfect time to feed and seed your lawn with Scott's Turf Builder. Even better than spring. Because the soil is still warm, but the air is getting cool. So your lawn gets the most nutrients in the best combination of temperatures. Feed and seed now with Scott's Turf Builder. And build the best lawn for every season. Scott's, it's good out here.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump hitting the campaign trail hard this Friday. The president spending part of his morning in Florida participating in a Latinos for Trump roundtable. The president then heading to Georgia delivering remarks on an event titled Black Economic Empowerment, the Platinum Plan. And the president ends his night in Newport News, Virginia with a campaign-style rally. Breonna Taylor's family is speaking out in Louisville, saying they didn't have faith in the justice system to begin with. Taylor's aunt, Bianca Austin, reads a statement written by Breonna's mother, Tamika Palmer.
I never had faith in Daniel Cameron to begin with.
Amen.
I knew he was too inexperienced to deal with a job of this caliber. I knew he had already chosen to be on the wrong side of the law. The moment he wanted the grand jury to make the decision.
You're listening to USA Radio News. After two nights of protests, a curfew remains in effect for Louisville starting at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. Louisville Mayor Greg Fisher reminding everyone who's out there protesting.
It's important for those taking to our streets and those supporting demonstrators from home to understand the power of this moment. You have the attention of the people who lead our government, our businesses, our education. We're obviously engaged in this work and ready to do a lot more, but we have to do it together. And violence only hurts this cause.
Louisville Metro Police Sergeant Jonathan Mattingly intends to file civil lawsuits against those who have called him a murderer for his role in the fatal shooting of Breonna Taylor, according to his attorney. Mattingly remains on administrative reassignment following the grand jury decision on Wednesday that did not indict him on any charges. He remains under an internal investigation, like the other five officers involved in the shooting. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Okay, so, hey, by the way, I wanted to say this. Now, this information that you're getting from the conservative outlets, okay, the information that you just heard about Breonna Taylor, you would have thought you would have got that from MSNBC. You would have thought you would have just received that information, that misinformation during the break. You would have thought you would have heard that from CNN. You'd have thought that you'd have gotten that information from ABC because you heard nothing but nothing short of propaganda. This is why you need to understand that many of these conservative outlets across the country, they're simply taking the bone that's thrown to them and then they're sharing it with their listeners, and then they have the audacity, instead of doing their own due diligence, they have the audacity to sit there and try to convince you that they're conservative Christians. Now, nothing could be further from the truth. Hey, folks, you need to keep in mind that during this killing that took place, which is tragic, no doubt. Breonna Taylor, 26, a black medical worker, was tragically killed in March in an exchange of gunfire between police and her boyfriend. See, what you're not being told, friends, is the police knocked when they didn't have to, but they did it anyways. And Breonna Taylor was standing in the hallway between the police and Kenneth Walker. Kenneth Walker is her boyfriend, who fired a 9mm pistol at the entire team executing a search warrant. Okay? This is the part of the memo that they failed to tell you about. It's the same thing with Rodney King. It's the same thing with many of these cases coming out, friends. And it shows you the criminal behavior of the mainstream media all at once shooting out the same misinformation to the American people. And what is it that their end aim is, friends? Domestic insurrection. What's happening in Louisville, Kentucky right now? What's happening? riots. Who's inciting them more than the media and corrupt politicians? Nobody is. They should be held, friends, responsible for the misinformation that they're giving to the American people, because at length they are. As I said during the first segment, it's interesting, those that are orchestrating all of this misinformation to create domestic insurrection, they're not warring, they're partying. They're laughing it up, friends, while the American people refuse to take heed to the information concerning the facts, which are stubborn things, to hold them accountable for what it is that they're throwing to the American people. And what they're doing in this particular case is through omission. And then when you go to CNN, for example, you go to one of the outlets that you expect this to come from, you go over there, what do? They play. They try to play your emotions, overlooking principles that condemn, namely the law that condemn the wicked and justify the righteous. So before taking on this Breonna Taylor, and what took place concerning the police officers there, we need to put into perspective that it was her boyfriend, Kenneth Walker, who shot at the police first and foremost. Were the police supposed to just stand down and let him go ahead and fire away? Because after all, the media might get involved and twist the story like they're doing it again? Folks, this is criminal. And I want to tell you something. The police force that has the facts on their sides, where they did their job, not all of them, except one, at least that's my understanding, they need to hold the media accountable for the damages done and the lives taken in that particular area, friends. Because this stinks to high heaven, and this is how you get your misinformation almost 24/7 in this country. And this is exactly why big tech companies are attacking outlets such as mine, because they don't want you to know the truth. They don't want me pulling the wood out of the fire. They want me to continuously feel it like them and their useful idiots are. But friends, I'm here to remind you, they can be useful idiots all day long, but there's still law that rules and presides over all of us in this country. We're all ruled by law in this country, like it or not. And they are transgressing law at will. And again, I want to say it one more time. The people that are orchestrating domestic insurrection, they're not the ones warring, friends, one against another. It's the American people that haven't taken the time to pull back the curtain to understand what the truth of the matter is. That is, and by the way, except those that are paid protesters, which we all the well know they are. Black Lives Matter, friends, is nothing more than a subversive organization. It's a Marxist organization. And if you want, you can go back to some of my radio shows on Black Lives Matter, because we actually play the audio of them telling you just that. And we also have one of these clowns that's playing a dangerous game with his own life that's being used by the CIA to funnel guns into America during these alleged riots that just start because of misinformation like this. Okay? Same thing with Floyd Brown. I'm from Minneapolis. That area, I drove down there right after it happened. It was not the way they conveyed it to you. I have friends in the police force. It was not the way that they conveyed it to you, America. It's the same thing. Going back to Rodney King, I did a whole show on that just to show you everything they didn't tell the American people. So, folks, what you're doing is, by taking this on, you need to understand you're pulling the rug from jury trials in this country, which are very important in our country, by the way. Okay? So I wanted to share that with you. And in the meantime, I'm going to make this your show right now. I'm going to take up Dan from Ohio. What say you, my friend?
Hey, Bradley. How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Hey, I'm in Ohio, right where that happened. And, it's just unbelievable that, like you said, those people just sat there and watched it.
Yep.
And I have even seen people say, well, you know what, she shouldn't have resisted. She should have chose a different point. You know, here's what a lot of people aren't talking about. You
Dan,
know, that woman drove an hour and a half.
Dan, did you watch her resist? Because if that was resistance, I'd hate to see what real resistance looks like. Because the fact of the matter is, I was just looking at this woman basically telling this man to get his hands off her. I didn't see her violently resisting him. He was the one that was attacking her, is what he was doing.
Yeah, I didn't see it either. And,
yeah.
You know, that woman drove an hour and a half to watch her kid play. And she has asthma, and she gets treated like that. And we have people so brainwashed that they say, oh, well, that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But you hit on something, and this is just, if you could wrap your head around these numbers. You know, we've had over 120,000 businesses close permanently because of this COVID whole situation. Let this sink in, Bradley. That's less than two people per death, if you believe their numbers, to destroy these businesses. For every business that died, it cost less than two people.
Yeah, and it's interesting, Dan. If
you believe their numbers.
Oh, exactly. Well, we know their numbers. We've had Senator Scott Jensen on the radio with us telling us that they were manufacturing these numbers. I have doctors that are friends. I have nurses that are friends that are telling me, Bradley, I've not seen one genuine case yet. And the fact of the matter is they have been manufacturing these numbers since the very beginning in an attempt to legitimize the illegitimate. And their numbers are illegitimate. They cannot prove anything they're saying. It's science that's unproven, but they want to keep driving the narrative. They lost the narrative, so what are they doing now? Just what you're talking about in Ohio. They want to force compliance, and to the degree that they went yesterday, if I was that woman, and I'd love to get her on the radio show, but if I was that woman, I would be on the phone, if she's not already been there, hiring an attorney to go after that Mr. Rent-A-Cop in Ohio there, to say the least, my friend.
Absolutely. And I'll talk about something you said about the meme about Husted, who's the lieutenant governor, shaking hands with people without a mask. That was in Dayton, Ohio, which I live near. But anyways, you know, they were out there, and Husted spoke before that, and they were booing him, and he was out there promoting masks that they were selling with Trump decorations on them. And, you know, then they booed DeWine, and everybody was like, well, you know, DeWine was afraid to be there with Trump. And I'm like, you know, and Trump gets up there and calls him a great American. I mean, they act like they're so far apart, but they're not.
No.
Because if you look at some of the biggest tyrannical lockdowns in this country, all you have to do is look at Ohio, Texas, and Idaho, and Indiana to that extent. But those are four Republican-run states, and those governors are more authoritarian than most of the other clowns other than up in Michigan and New York.
And does this not exhibit the alliance that's taking place between the governors and the president? No matter what side of the aisle they're on, this is, again, pro wrestling at its very worst. They're allied friends. They're not at war with each other. They're at war with you. And, again, if anybody can call me in and prove otherwise, I'd love to hear from you. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I got Diana calling from Illinois. What say you, Diana?
Hey, Bradley. I think part of the issue with them showing that woman and the fight that ensued and then pinning it to her not wearing a mask in itself is propaganda, trying to scare those of us not wearing a mask into total compliance.
That's exactly what it is. That's exactly what it is.
And just a couple miles from my own house, a judge has ordered that a 60-year-old woman who was in the grocery store without a mask somehow got into some kind of an altercation with people there. The judge has ordered her to wear a mask as a condition of her bail.
Oh!
And I understand that, you know, the judge can put certain conditions on your terms of your bail, like, you know, you have to wear this pretty little bracelet on your ankle, or you have to attend this counseling sessions, or whatever. However, I think this judge has really overstepped his boundaries, and then
of course he is, Diana. I mean, we got a judge in Pennsylvania, we got one in that of North Carolina that said there is no exception for this pandemic, constitutionally speaking. So what we're seeing, and we just heard, I just played some audio the other day from Christy Noem from South Dakota. I don't have constitutional authority to shut businesses down. I don't have constitutional authority to go ahead and attack people at will. She said, in fact, our religious freedoms are under attack. So what she's saying, I'm going to say, it's not a virus that's under attack. It never has been. It's been the American people, friends, and we need to awake as to what's taking place in this country. Thank you for the call from Dan in Ohio and Diana in Illinois. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello everyone, this is documentary filmmaker Tom Dunn from ThroughTheBlack.com. If you are looking for a clear and logical take on what's going on in government and are tired of shows that are run by hidden agendas and lack of common sense, then check out Sons of Liberty Radio with Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
With a Mech-Tech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, Mech-Tech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that Mech-Tech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Tyranny is defined as that which is legal for the government. Folks, I want to tell you something. We've heard this before. I want to clear the air. It was said by someone that I respect very much. But he said, as he parroted another individual who was not a Christian man, who said, listen, everything that Adolf Hitler did was illegal. It was totally legal. It was completely illegal. Anything that, as a matter of fact, if you look at the Nuremberg trials after the damage was done because the German people actually aided, namely the evangelical churches of that time, aided Adolf Hitler to the power in which he possessed. Same thing happening here. You can mark my words on it. But it's interesting to note that, friends, what they all said during the Nuremberg trials is they were all doing their job. No, they weren't doing their job. And I'm reiterating that point because people need to understand that this police officer, this rent-a-cop in Ohio was not doing his job. And so going back to what Thomas Jefferson, the third president, said, tyranny is defined as that which is legal for the government but illegal for the citizenry. It's like, do as I say but don't do as I do. We were just talking about the lieutenant governor there in Ohio through Dan, the caller from Ohio. And folks, it's not legal. It's not legal for them to do what they're doing. So why is it that the American people are doing that which is illegal? Because what you're doing is you're submitting yourself to the tyrant rather than to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And when obeyed, you remain a free people, 2 Corinthians 3:17. Folks, I can take this so many different ways, but everything Adolf Hitler was not legal. Matter of fact, again, going back to President Harry Truman, he kicked off the whole proceedings concerning the Nuremberg trials, and he said the laws of God and the laws of man have been violated here. It's exactly what's happening here. And the more that the American people adhere to their unconstitutional edicts, friends, you're just reinforcing the very things that they're doing illegally. And it's not just to me they're doing it. They're doing it illegally to you, too, as well. You know, folks, this radio show, just for the record, is a reality show. It's a reality. It's an eye-opener. It's my job to wake up the dead church. And the way to do that is to tell the truth, because truth demands a response. And folks, either you're going to adhere to the truth concerning the Word of God, John 8:32, or you're not. You're going to either live under the blessing or you're going to live under the curse. Either you live for the blood or you're going to be cursed by it. Because we are a blood-bought people both in the natural and in the spiritual, and not in that order, for the record. Hebrews 9:22, read it when you get a moment. What I was going to talk about today, friends, is raising the dead. I got to tell you, I just got back from Michigan. I got to be honest. I did two services at two different churches. The response was what it always is. The Holy Ghost knows how to wake people up. Believe me. Read Ezekiel 37. You'll understand what I'm talking about. Where they find their faith not in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and in the demonstration of the Spirit of God. And so what do I run into, and I've seen this across the country since the inception of my ministry 23 years ago, it's the church that is obstinate to the message. And I want to say it this way, too. It's not the people in the church that are so much the problem. It's those that are watching their front door as to who comes in and who goes out. Now, within itself, that's good. But the fact of the matter is, I want everybody listening to me right now, when you go to church, you better keep in mind that your church overseer is not the standard. Jesus Christ is the standard. And see, what we have here is we have pastors leading the church. By the way, they're not supposed to be leading the church. They're only named once in the New Testament, Ephesians 4:11. It's first the apostle, then the prophet, then the teacher, 1 Corinthians 12:28. But we have the pastors leading the church, and we wonder why we're in trouble today. And what has been the fruit of that? Well, look to society. Look to culture. The homosexuals are coming out of the closet. Babies are being murdered. The government's doing what it wills at will. And that's all the responsibility, and all of that falls to the front door of the American church. And why is it? Because they're dead in their sins. But I was making a point that the pastors, they don't want anybody coming into their church preaching a message that they don't live. And I hope you heard me right. They don't want anybody coming into their church to preach a message that they don't live, because they want their congregants to believe that they are the ones that need to be emulated rather than the Christ. It's my job as a preacher to work myself out of a job, right? To reproduce. Sheep begat sheep. And you see this competition going on in between the churches all across the country. Why? If you're preaching the gospel, people are going to come. If it's a genuine revival, people will come. But the problem is, there's not going to be a revival in this land until first the American people repent for their sins. Why? Because they're alive to their sins. They're alive to their sins. And the fruit of them proves just that. When you go over to Matthew 5:13, tell me if this is what you see in the country today. Scripture tells us, Jesus saying this, you know, men walk over you and they don't even know it. And what is he talking about? Walking over their graves, showing you that they're worthless. Okay? When you go to Matthew 5:13, it says, you're the salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under the foot of men. What do we see across the country for the most part? The greatest advocates to the homosexuals, to the abortion industry, to what's going on concerning Muslim invasion from the Middle East, to those that mean not to to assimilate but to conquer, is the professed church in America. These are the ones that have the gay flags on their churches saying all welcome. You know what? I say this, all welcome indeed. Come in as you are, but leave as you're changed, and don't come back until you walk accordingly. Amen? When you read the book of Acts, chapter 4, 33, talking about waking up the dead, what does it tell us? And with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, and great grace was upon them all. That's proper grace. Read Ephesians 2. Grace was given to those that were dead in their sins. Remember, Jesus Christ came into the world to deliver his people from their sins, not to remain in their sins, Matthew 1:21. When you go to Acts 9:12, I'm trying to kick this as quick as I can. I only have a short amount of time. What does it tell us? Well, Acts 19:2, it says, he said unto them, have you received the Holy Ghost since you have believed? Well, the Holy Ghost is given unto those that do believe. But keep in mind, we're crucified with Christ, number one. Number two, we've been buried with Christ. And number three, we're risen to the glory of the Father, Romans 6. So during this particular portion of Scripture, in Acts 19:2, it says, he said unto them, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? And what did they say? They said unto him, we have not so much as heard whether there be a Holy Ghost. In this particular case, Paul laid hands on them, and they received the power of the Holy Ghost. Okay? But the Holy Ghost belongs to those that are dead and delivered from their sins, those that have been crucified, baptized. And the resurrection and the witness of the resurrection goes to those that have life. To he who hath the Son hath life. They are the ones that put on the Lord Jesus Christ. They are the ones that adhere to his word. Okay? And those also are the ones that have perfected the love of God within them because they keep the word of God. 1 John 2:6 tells us, he that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked. Not how you want to walk and use the grace as an occasion for the flesh. No, you can't do that. The grace of God. But when you go over to 1 Corinthians 15, this will prove everything I want to say here. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 12, now if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? If there be no resurrection of the dead, then is Christ not risen? Who are these people? Those that call themselves believers, but they don't believe the word of God because they don't adhere to the Christ. Therefore, if they don't adhere to the Christ, guess what? They don't have the Father. And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain and your faith is also vain. In other words, do you practice what you preach? Do you practice what the Word of God commands that you practice? Because if not, you're dead in your sins. And the Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians 15:15, and yeah, we are found false witnesses of God because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, right? Whom he raised not up if so be it that Christ rised not or rose up. For if the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised? In other words, friends, 1 Corinthians 4:20 comes to my mouth. The kingdom of God is not in word, but is in power. Men are not to find their faith in me. They're to find it in the power of the Holy One of Israel because we are called to be vessels used for his glory. Okay? And they find their faith in the power and the demonstration of the Most High God by the power of the Holy Ghost. Because if the Holy Ghost puts something into you, no devil in hell is able to take it out of you. So again, if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain. You are yet in your sins. And it's interesting to note, friends, how many people across this country I see, going back to what I originally started to talk about during this last segment. You go into these churches, they don't want you preaching a gospel that they don't live. They want their congregants believing that they are, in fact, the ones to emulate. No, they are not. Yes, we're to double honor them, but the fact of the matter is we still look at the author and the finisher of our faith. And where is that? 100% in the things of the Spirit. Okay? In order to raise the dead, you have to first be dead so the Holy Ghost can quicken you that he can cause you to be a witness of his resurrection. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.